The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. Welcome to the sounds of suspense. To the fear you can hear. To the terrifying world of your own imagination. Okay, goodbye. No, I kid, of course, folks. I just wanted to post a quick boo because I felt that it behooved me to update people on my situation, and I can finally get internet access now. Yayness. I am at the home of the illustrious Kimmers. Say hi.
Hello.
I'm not sure what she's doing. She might be listening to some... Oh, taking a nap. Okay, well... Well, you're not obligated to do so. Anyhow, after a few days of massive stress and confusion, I'm finally here, and I must say I am extremely relieved to be here. I love my friend Tracy dearly, and I don't like to say disparaging things about my friends, but, oh, folks, I was so uncomfortable staying there. She's a lovely lady in many ways. But when it comes to cleanliness and hygiene, she has some issues, and her apartment was the most, I don't know how to put this kindly, it was filthy. It was to the point where I was uncomfortable being there, because, like, I wasn't sure if there were bugs or critters or, she had open bags of food and, you know, open pill bottles and, like, stuff all over the place. And the floors were just covered in crud and the furniture was covered in crumbs and dirt. And I don't like to say disrespectful things. And she is a good friend and she was so helpful to me yesterday. I don't know what I would have done without her, folks, honestly. So I don't mean to be disrespectful or unkind. It's just... And I'm not always the cleanest cookie in the jar either. Or biscuit in the tin if you're British. But, you know, I do make an effort. And I think Tracy, because of her depression and her cerebral palsy, she's got two things stacked against her. And she has a hard time getting motivated to clean. And then when she does clean, she has a hard time maneuvering things. So I told her that she should really consider hiring a cleaner and she shouldn't feel guilty about it. Just someone to come in once a month to help her, because then maybe if she does, she can stay on top of things and she'll get motivated to want to clean it up. And she told me she knew it was a total mess and she kind of felt guilty about it.
Can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
I think once you see things that are clean, you feel better about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I think. Like this one time after I had a flood in my... two apartments ago, I guess now, my mom came and she helped me clean up after the flood, but she also helped me organize some things in the apartment. And after we did that, I kept on top of the organization because I knew how good it looked. So yeah, she's a lovely person and having her there definitely helped to minimize my stress. And it was, when the maintenance people didn't even want to let me into the apartment yesterday for the technician to come, it was she who suggested we walk to the office that runs this building and see if there was someone there who would help us. And we actually found the boss of the whole organization, the whole 8 buildings or whatever it is. And, he was livid because first of all, my landlord told one maintenance guy that the bell technician would be coming in. He didn't tell the guy that was working yesterday. The maintenance guy, that is. So there was miscommunication there. And then the maintenance people were worried that because there were live wires and, like, you know, drywall and plaster and everything all over the place that I might trip and injure myself, understandably so. But they didn't want to let us in. And the bell technician was due any time. So it was Tracy that walked me over to the office. And thank God, I really do believe God's hand was in this, folks. The boss just happened to be there for 10 minutes at the very time we got there. And he arranged everything. He made sure my computer was set up. Now we had to unplug everything afterward, but that's fine. Not a problem. We can just plug it all in again when the apartment's ready for me to move into. So without him, I would have been up the creek without a paddle, shall we say. And then Tracy, not only that, but I'm not familiar with the building yet, and it's quite huge. Like, it's not high, but it's, the floors are big. They're wide, and, like, lots of corridors and such. So Tracy helped me navigate from, you know, her apartment to the office to my apartment to, you know, wherever we had to go. And she stayed with me to make sure things were okay. So I'm not trying to be really judgmental of her. I just wasn't comfortable there. I'm sorry, but I'm glad I didn't have to stay there anymore. She did offer to have me again, but hopefully I won't have to take her up on it. Kim has very kindly offered to have me for more than a week if need be. Now I keep getting mixed messages as to when I can move into this place, because one person tells me one thing and then somebody else tells me something else. Like Victor, my landlord, told me one thing, and then the maintenance guy said something else, and then the painter said something else, and so God knows when this is actually going to come to fruition. But the important thing is, all my stuff is now stored in an apartment in that building. We had to cram everything into a little bedroom, which, like, some of my stuff wouldn't fit. My poor parents had to take it back to their house. But the important thing is, it's all there. Hopefully it'll all be safe, please God. Fingers crossed. My food we had to put in the common room, and that I'm worried about, because anybody could just walk in there and take it. But hopefully it'll be okay. My parents, I feel so badly for them. My mom had to take unpaid time off work to come and move my stuff to this one storage area in the building. And then she'll have to come and help me move it all back, like with my dad, obviously. So they're hoping they can come on an evening or a weekend when they won't have to take time off work.
I can also see if my dad will help you if one of them can.
Well, I appreciate that, believe me. But, like, the thing is, Kim, if they do that, my mom will want to come back anyway just to change things and set them up the way she wants them.
Okay, all right. No, that's fine. I just thought...
I really appreciate that, though, and I'll thank him, too. But either way, my mom is very fussy, folks. She took an interior decorating course, and, you know, she's very good, but she's very, very pernickety.
Yeah, where's my parents? Well, you can tell them about my parents.
Oh, bloody Nora. Well, let's not get started there, folks. That's a whole boo in itself.
I have junky stuff in here, a lot of stuff. Anyway, that's okay.
Yeah, and it's not Kim's fault. It's her parents' fault. They just give her crappy secondhand stuff that falls apart. But I'm not going to get started on that.
Don't worry about that. I didn't mean to start a rant. It was just a casual remark.
See, you should post your own booze, and then you can rant about this stuff yourself.
I don't want to rant to people at large.
Yeah, poor Kim. She has a hard time talking to people at large, whereas I don't know. First of all, it's a good way to update people all at the same time, so I don't have to tell, you know, how, like, 100-odd people what's going on in my life.
People I don't know can listen to it, too. I don't like that.
I get that. See, I don't mind, because I don't say anything that I feel that could come back to haunt me. Anyway, so yeah, I'll be here. I'm on Kim's Wi-Fi. I have my computer. I have my phone. I don't sleep all that well here, but that's not Kim's fault. I'm just a light sleeper, and she has a cat that, like, climbs on me and stuff. And Kim's apartment's a bachelor, so we can't just shove the cat in another room. Or we could, but he would yowl all night.
He'd yowl anyway. Like,
yeah.
So.
I mean, we can, yeah, no.
I mean, you shove him out of here, but he likes to see you.
Yeah.
He likes watching out the window, which is not out there.
Exactly. So that's a bit tough, but I'm still very glad to be here. I don't know what else I wanted to say, but I'm sure things will come to mind. Oh, gosh, before I run out of time, I have to say thank you so much to all the people that left me comments or sent me messages, you know, or did things to encourage me and lend their support. I'm so grateful for that, folks. Thank you for all the kind friends that I've made on here. I've had messages about the move and other things besides, and I really appreciate hearing from you. And so many nice comments, too. Thank you very much. Honestly, Audio Boom has become a blessing in my life, and I'm so grateful.